Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Lay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Lay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OG, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters tryna blow like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, can't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne beat. I'm a go-e, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. And bring struck, start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home. OG from the San Antonio.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math,
was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to slang that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my own me. I still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path, to your math, all that sell, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter, but real
OG's
original.
Yeah,
real OG's original.
When I was coming up in OG, used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Tuesday, June the 11th of 2019, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very powerful show. We want to really delve a little bit deeper into under over and understanding you, why you are in Groundhog's Day, why you are oscillating or vibrating in your current habit pattern. However great or non-great that pattern is, It's still a pattern. And each and every one of us, we have these patterns. We have these operating systems. We have a way by which we see the world or the way by which we view the world. And although it may be great or it may be not so great, we have to look at, I want to break down three things that will allow you or will assist you with under, over, and understanding you better, and then also give you the option or the opportunity to be able to operate or vibrate on a higher level. Each and every one of us, we are doing great. Everything is we're balling out of control. But we have to ask ourselves, how do we overcome our mind? How do we overcome ourselves? How do we overcome our current operating system if there was a desire to overcome it? If there is a desire to operate in a different way, or to operate or to exercise critical thinking skills, where and how do we develop this critical thinking skills? Now, this is extremely, extremely important, because each and every one of us have the ability to do three things. That is to feel something, to overcome something, and then to free something. So we want to break down the three keys to making sure that your will is greater than your pattern, your current habit pattern. And everybody's will is, but many of us, we are not we're not truly engaged in our will. We're not truly operating or vibrating with the information and with the inspiration that comes from knowing our chart and knowing our will, which doesn't give us the influential or the ability to be influential. So it is this information, it is this inspiration, and it is this influence that we each have. But many of us, we're not operating with our true potential. That's the point of the life optimization. So that's the point of peak performance. But there is a reason why. So are you greater? Are you the creator, or are you the victim of your life? Now, each and every one of us have a life story. And so my question to you today is, are you the creator of that life story? Are you the victim of that life story? And this does require some deep thinking today, because we have to really look at how we operate, meaning there is a specific way that our brain operates. And for many of us, it is the vision of the future that is fighting the memory of our past. And the memory of the past is defeating the vision of the future. And it's because of the memories of the past that's preventing you from stepping into your cash. The memories of the past are preventing you from operating in the modalities that will guarantee your cash. The memories of the past have magnetized, maximized, and monetized the past. And so that, again, is costing you your cash. The inability to get past the memories of the past. Are you greater than your past? Although your past is great. But the big G, Prime Creator Source, got bigger things. They got bigger fish for you to fry. It's amazing, because I was talking with the guy, not talking with the guy, but texting the guy who was talking and showed me these manuscripts that was burned into the walls in Timbuktu. Now, like the manuscript, or like the image that was in the video called the Chakra Via Mena, these images that I've seen in Timbuktu, man, like, this is like getting a little freaky. It's getting a little eerie. I mean, it was already eerie. It was already, you know, a little like kind of like you're getting goosebumps. So this guy sent me these pictures from Timbuktu. Now, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Timbuktu. That's another study for another time. And it's really amazing, because it's like, okay, source, okay, God, like, you know, why now? You know, and I know the answer to the question, because I'm engaging with members and clients that are still stuck in Timbuktu. Are they still stuck in the memory of the past is fighting against the vision of the future? So there's a war going on between whether you are going to create the vision or become the victim. So there is this fight that's going on to prevent you from truly mastering yourself and mastering your life. And the inability for you to master yourself means that you keep repeating the pattern. So the question today is your will, W-I-L-L and W-H-E-E-L, greater than your past, greater than your program, and greater than your pattern? If I'm a betting man, I'm going to say probably not. So we need to find out why your past is costing you your cash. Because you're stuck in Groundhog's Day, and the inability to move forward is because the memory of the past is greater than the vision of the future. Let me say that again. The memory of your past is greater than the vision of your future. If you show me somebody stuck in Groundhog's Day, I'm going to show you somebody whose memories that's buried inside of their cells that usually is unconscious. They don't even know. It's an unconscious script. Thus, the negative habit pattern. It's a mem that is running, but it's unconscious. It's not subconscious. It's not conscious. I don't know. All the gurus are talking about the conscious and the subconscious brain. Nobody's talking about the unconscious brain. That's why you're not able to move past. Because remember, it is the memories of the past. It is the emotion. So you are emotionally reaffirming the addiction to the past. And the reason that you are stuck in the past because of the feelings of the past that reaffirm the emotions of the past, and those emotions are self-defeating. There is underlining, it is unconscious self-hate at the base, at the core. Now, we can jump through, we can go through all the seven steps, but like Jay Money always tell me, Doc, just give it to me straight, bro. So I'm just going to give it to you straight. No ice, we ain't going to water it down. This is straight out the bottle. You are creating feelings that are from the past. And the reason that I know that what you're feeling is from the past is because you can't move your... So the inability to move your... is costing you cash. So true freedom is forgiveness of the past, letting go of the past. But first you got to do this in order to let go of the past. So for me, what I had to do to let go of the past, because my past held my aspiratus. And my aspiratus couldn't move forward because of the past. Now, remember, for me, it was Sister X who used to beat me when I was a kid and starved me, made us walk around in circles and do all of this crazy stuff. So for me, like when I grew up and I got older, it's like my brain was consumed with payback. And then I found out somebody else beat me to it. They found a body chopped up in little pieces, sprinkled around out in the woods somewhere. So then the next guy, but notice how come the anger didn't stop there? The anger transferred to somebody else. So I got to have the feeling and I need an object. That's how you know you're in Groundhog's Day. So for example, you could hate your ex. And you got, he did you wrong, she did you wrong. It is justifiable. That's how Groundhog's Day work. See, are you a creator of the vision of the future? Or are you a victim of the memory of the past? So the way that you stay in Groundhog's Day is you are always a victim of the feelings of the past. Because the feelings of the future are not powerful enough to override the feelings of the past. And so I had to transfer my anger, my hate, because I was addicted to hate. I was addicted. And then I transferred that addiction to my grandparents. Then when they died, I transferred it to my biological father. And, so I kept transferring. I have to hate. I got to find somebody to hate. Because why? All of that anger from getting abused when I was a kid, all that shit was buried in my DNA. And so that keeps coming up. So if you don't, one, feel it, two, overcome it, three, free it, it's going to cost you your cash because it's going to own your aspiratus, guaranteed. So how do you overcome it, though? How do you overcome the past? Because the past is justified. What happened to me is real. What happened to you is real. What you went through is no joke. There is physical evidence in your body that proves that you suffered some type of an emotional trauma, some type of traumatic event. We all have. So you have a conundrum today. And that conundrum is, is the wheel, the life optimization chart that I gave you, greater than your past? Is it greater than your program? Is it greater than the negative habit pattern? I will be talking tonight about this image that was sent to me by just somebody that this guy's not a client, doesn't know me. He just saw my life optimization chart and said that, hey, the greatest library, everybody talk about the Library of Alexandria. With the library, the greatest minds were in Timbuktu over in Africa, way before Alexandria and way before a lot of the other documents that we have in the Library of Alexandria and some of the other documents that come from the Roman and Greek. The circle, the life optimization circle that I used, is burned in a cave in Timbuktu. I can't even make this up, man. I can't even make this up. It's like I'm not really doing anything else after this. It's like it's just this is it for me. I can't really promote anything else. It's like there's too much evidence. Like source keeps telling me every day I get new evidence. Stop talking about all this other stuff. Nothing matters. Nothing's more important than the life optimization circle. People have no clue what it is. You don't even know. Hell, and I've been one of them that invented and wrote up the thing. At least that's what I thought. This is in every culture known to man. I went through all of the major seven cultures. I went through all of them, and I found it. Like, this is like something out of a Lifetime movie. And so the reason that Source Code keeps showing me this, because on January the 1st of 2009, that's how I was able to shine. So Groundhog's Day stopped for me. After 50 plus years of Groundhog's Day, it just stopped on January the 1st of 2009, instantly. I didn't need no cooling. I was in a room by myself with a loaded weapon getting ready to take my life because I couldn't get out of Groundhog's Day, and I was freaking tired of all of the Rem Dr. Bishops. I wasn't taking no medicine. I wasn't doing no damn DMT and ayahuasca. Didn't even have the money if I wanted to do it. So I knew that wasn't an option for me, but I had this life optimization circle, but they told me it was demonic. They told me everything that I was studying was of the devil. So even though I had the truth, I rejected the truth, just like you. And so I kept doing what the Rev. Dr. Bishop was telling me. I kept praying. I kept fasting. I kept going to church. I kept getting on my knees, you know, crying out, doing all of the stuff that they tell you to do. I did all that shit too. And it didn't work. The thing that is mind-blowing to me is that I kept going back to the same thing. No matter how much I prayed and fasted and sought God and did all of this stuff, I kept going back to what was burned in cave, the spinning circle, the black sun. But the reason when I researched it, I would go into Google, I would type in black sun, and it pulled up Nazis, and it pulled up Satanism, and it pulled up devil worship, and it pulled up the swastika. And I did the research, then I pulled up the Sonnenrad, and I pulled it up, and it pulled up runic magic, and it pulled up sigil magic. I didn't know your signature, your spiritual signature is a signet. It's a signature. It's a signal. That's why it's called sigil magic. But I was told, because the church told me that was demonic and that was of the devil. So I was like, no, that can't be. So I said, okay, God, help me. What is man that God is mindful of him? I mean, like, have you like really, really broke down and really got into understanding cosmology? Getting into understanding how the emissions or the emanations establishes the involution. It's not revelation. It's not evolution or evolvation. It's involve. Involution. Because the kingdom of God is within. That establishes and it changes your epigenetics. It changes the planes of your existence. So that way you can access what I talked about yesterday, the higher worlds. And I finally got Blog Talk to release the other two shows that I did, so I'll be making those available as well. They had deleted the shows due to, how did she put it? content unbecoming. We'll put it that way. And I was recommended, as I was scolded by AT&T, to... on a data plan that's unlimited, that I was going past something that is unlimited. Now I'm still trying to shrimp, so they warned me, you're doing too many shows. So I asked them, I said, well, what is it what am I doing? Well, you know those shows that you do, those conference calls? That's violating AT&T's policy. Then Blog Talk is telling me, hey, you know that stuff that you're talking about? Those symbols that have deeper meanings? Those symbols that have demonic meanings, but you're saying that they are benevolent? Yeah, could you maybe not talk about that? Maybe, because Blog Talk, is on, that book that you wrote called Jewish Mysticism? That book that you wrote called Jewry, like Jews? Well, all of this stuff is owned by Jews, right? So you might not want to talk about them. You might want to talk about something else. And all of this stuff was, again, once you start talking about certain things that free. Now, if you're not talking about nothing that doesn't allow you to have fun, so that way you can function, so that way you can have fruit, and you can establish freedom, nobody got a problem. But the moment that you start to remember, feel, overcome, and freedom, free. The minds of people, okay, but we got some issues with you. And so this circle, I'm still wrapping my brain around it, because now it's like even I got the rug pulled off from under me, and I'm the founder, I'm the author, I'm the guy that wrote the book, I'm the guy that developed the whole thing. At least that's what I thought. And then source code, no, sit down, boy, you ain't developed nothing. This is me. This is mine. You have to see the image yourself, which I'll be breaking down for everybody that's part of the private show tonight. I'm gonna send everybody, email you something tonight. And tonight we're going to go through this that destroys the life management center, and this life optimization circle, this will. Is your will greater than your program? Answer, yes, it is. And the way that I know that your will is greater than your program is what I'm going to be sharing later on tonight. And what we're going to be doing is breaking down is what they found in the cave in Timbuktu over in Africa. And it's exactly like mine. Exactly. Now, the one in India was people could say, okay, well, doc, that was kind of like, it's a circle inside of a circle. Yeah. But, we got the lines. But this one, it got the little circle, it got the four numbers, it got the lines, it got the four quadrants. It's color coded. This is eerie, man. This is really I'm getting a little damn, okay, what the hell did I tap into? Source, is this above my pay grade? And God's telling me, now, Negro, you're the man for the job. And so I'm making sure that, okay, I don't want to, go out into and draw any unnecessary attention. Because I like being around. I want to see my children, graduate, see my grandchildren graduate. I don't want no black vans parked out in front of my house. I don't want to have no, slip and have an accident like a lot of the other people do. But at the same time, I got to drop some knowledge. Brothers and sisters, let's go through this so we can destroy it and get you out of Groundhog's Day. I talked about this before with the ontological history. I'll be starting a new series at the end of the beginning of next month. We've already done 6 series. We still got 5 more to go for 2019. This has nothing to do with all the other stuff I'm doing. But in that series, I broke down what is called the Lucifer's Trust. It's called, if you Google LUCIS, it's called the Lucifer's Trust. On the back of the dollar bill, I broke down already, they have In God We Trust. There is a trust fund on NASDAQ called In God. That's what they're talking about. Now, I know you think that they talk about the same God that you and I talk about, but no, boo-boo, they're not. Lucifer's Trust, there's a trust fund called Lucifer, or Lucim Trust. Now, trust is something that we do, or something that is established between two people. And trust is also a corporation, basically, that assets are not taxable. They don't have to report. A trust fund is crazy. Every Negro on the planet should have a trust fund, two or three of them. All the dominant cultures, they got trust funds. So I broke this down in one of the previous shows. So we're going to go a little bit further because this is how you get out of Groundhog's Day. You got to understand that there are groups, and these groups may or may not be benevolent to you. So this is called, these are called, how can we put this delicately? These are called seeders. In other words, the ability to seed what they call sentinel life. So there are some life forms that I've been saying on many, many shows that are not life forms. They don't respond to source code because they're not from source code. They have a different ancient connection, we'll put it that way. So your job is to understand that is your will, your life optimization chart, greater than your past? Is it greater than your emotional connections to the past? It is greater than all of the things that is designed to keep you trapped. And so I traced this will all the way back, and it really means in service of God. It also means chariot of God. I've talked about this before. This is it's burned. It's not drew, it's not drawn, it's burned, permanently burned into a wall in Timbuktu. You got to see the images. So without access to this knowledge, yeah, you can't get out of Groundhog's Day. Because remember, number one, feel it. So when you feel something, the chemicals, the body releases chemicals in the body. So we have a problem because if you go back to your past and you feel it, you keep releasing the chemicals of the past. Well, the chemicals of the past, that's the one that's causing you your cash. So we don't want to release the chemicals of the past. So now we got to do something. So number one, people tell you don't feel it. No, boo-boo, you want to feel it. But you got to do something after you feel it. Because everybody just, most people, okay, you something traumatic happened to you, whatever's going on in your life. Because remember, you are in Groundhog's Day because you're addicted to the chemicals that are released from the thoughts that are released from Groundhog's Day. Meaning, I was addicted to hate. Now, what's crazy is none of us who are addicted to anything that is not becoming, anything that's self-destructive. Notice most of the addictions are self-destructive. So if you're addicted to tobacco, over time it causes cancer. If you're addicted to alcohol, over time it causes... So most addictions don't bring about a benevolent end. That's the problem. So when you are addicted, and most of us are, when you are addicted to the past, that's why it costs you your cash, because you keep feeling the past because you got memories. So now the memories of the past are fighting against the vision of the future. So your vision of the future is not powerful enough to override the memories of the past. So I got to give you the vision of the future because the vision of the future is actually your past and it's written inside of your life optimization chart. So this is your prior existence with source. So the life optimization chart is the macabre. It is the thing that allows you to astral project. It's the thing that allows you to remote view. It's the thing that allows you to travel spiritually, so to speak. So when you activate your spinning circle, your wheel, the black sun, that activates what they call the black cube or what they call the black hole. So the most powerful thing in the universe is a black hole. So once you get into the, again, magnetic range of a black hole, it automatically, you can't escape it. You cannot escape the gravitational pull of a black hole or the black hole sun. That's you. But you don't know that. So if you don't know that, you think that the experiences that you've gathered while you are here on this planet are real. And the only way that you can stay here is if I can convince you that the memories of the past is real. So I got to get you to buy into the system so that way you cannot overcome your mind. So the way that you overcome your mind is step one is number one, you gotta feel it. You gotta stop acting like it didn't happen. Or you don't got an alcohol problem, or you ain't got no anger problems, or you ain't got no financial problems. Now, all of these things, again, we got to understand. But why? Why would we want to feel something? Now, let's think about this for a moment. Because what is a feeling? So a feeling is a thought that has been repeated over time that created a neurological network that caused an electrical spark to bridge the synaptic gap. So one neuron connected with another neuron and formed a neural net, or as Elon Musk wants to establish, a neural net or a neural link. It's the ability to link up neurons. So that establishes gray matter in the brain. That's how you can control people's brains. Now, this was all inside of the movie, again, Mind Gamer. It's on Netflix. Mind Gamer is a mind gamer. So it's the ability, again, to bring about and to control organic portals or psychopaths or sociopaths or predators. And all of this is done through mind control. So they got to get you to feel, because we all have emotions, because emotions are not emotions. Emotions are energy, motion. It's the ability to move energy. So when that distance between neurons, because neurons don't touch. And so it's amazing that everything I'm talking about, Hitler went into and researched it and he studied, and they was and produced UFOs off of reversing your biological process. So all technology is reverse biology. And so when you feel something, it's not what you think. It's deeper from a biological perspective. So anytime you feel something, what you are doing is you are producing a chemical response. And these chemicals are released inside of the body. And that, again, creates an addiction to the feeling. But it's the thoughts that's producing the feelings. So we got to go back to the thought that produces the feeling. So what we got to do, we got to look at, okay, what thought did I have that produces the feeling that made me angry? Well, the thought that I was having was a memory. What was the memory? Walking around in circles when I was a kid, getting hit on my back with that metal pipe. All the things that happened to me as a kid, those memories, they occupied my mind. So remember, energy goes where attention flows, or attention where your energy flows where attention goes. So since my attention was on the past, my energy went into the past, so I had no energy to produce the future or the present, thus Groundhog's Day. So everybody in Groundhog's Day, they're real lazy. They have no energy. Why? All of it's stolen. So this is about energy misplacement. This is about energy mismanagement. So the inability to think critically means that you're going to suffer from a lack of energy. So therefore, when I tell you to do a YouTube video or to produce a product, or yeah, doc, I mean, I just got to work. I'm tired, boo-boo. I'm going to go relax, man. I'm stressed, Holmes. I mean, no, nobody got energy. Why? You gave it away already. Who'd you give it to? Those thoughts. What thoughts? All the memories that you got. Now, some of them, let's say you have memories of a girlfriend who kicked you to the curb. Or a boyfriend, and your toes are still curled. He or she moved on. But all you do is think about what? That person. Where's all your energy goes? Your energy is going to whoever you're thinking about. So I got a question for you, my brother. I got a question for you, my sister. Who are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? So all your energy is going there. Since you're not thinking about the future goal, all your energy has been stolen by the past role. So the role that you played in the past, that's where they got all your cash. So in order to get your cash, you got to destroy the past. But how do you destroy the past? Overcome it. Step two. Number one, feel it. Now, when I say feel it, that means recognize it. That means stop lying to yourself. Yeah, something bad happened to you. Damn straight. And you should be angry or pissed off. But what do you do next? Next is you got to overcome it. How do you overcome it? Well, think about how do we train. When I was in the military, how did I train? How did I overcome? So I went into the Marines, and the first thing that they said, that we're going to break you down. We're going to destroy your personality, and then we're going to build you back up. And I laughed at them fools. I said, y'all crazy as hell. But guess what? It worked. So the military been doing this system for years, like clockwork. Notice what they do. So when you join the military, you are separated from all known people, places, and things. You're isolated. So the military separates you from the past. And then the military do something that's crazy. They overwhelm your aspiratus. They overwhelm you. How? Soon as you got, I don't know, for people that have never been in the military, probably, you know, this may be new, but they overwhelm you. You soon as you pull in, they jump on the bus and they're in your face, get off the bus, and they're yelling at you, screaming at you, and you can't think. So the military prevents you because they fill you all day, every day with activities. You don't have time to think. You can't think about the past even if you want to. When I went into the military, I never had a thought about the past. I didn't have time. In the military, I was stressed the hell out. I was stressed because of the number one, the physical fitness. I was stressed because all day we got up at the butt crack of dawn and we was in freaking classes all day. We was marching. We were doing freaking rifle drills. We were doing exercise. We were studying military history. We were studying rules of engagement. We was going out to the freaking range. We were flipping people every day from sun up to sundown. My dark behind was freaking busy. I did not have time to feel nothing but what they told me. So the way that you overcome the past is by immersing your brain in the present. Now, how do you do that? How do you immerse the brain? Now, what did the military do? You know what the military did? The military put me into a room and they said, sit down, Negro. And we was at something called attention. Now, for everybody in the military, they know this. In the military, you sleep at attention. You sit, when you sit in the classroom, you sit at attention. When somebody walks up, a higher ranking, a dignitary walks in, they call other attention, whoo, and everybody stand up and they get rigid. So the military have a system that will destroy your past. The military will break you down and rebuild you. Now, I don't know about the other branches. I just know about the Marine Corps. Now, out of all the branches, the Marine Corps is the worst. Anybody that knows anything about the military, out of force boot camps, other than when you go to special training, when you go to Navy SEALs, and then that's a whole other level of crazy. That's crazy. That makes the Marine Corps look like Boy Scout. If you go to be a Navy SEAL, you're going to go to Special Forces. Boo-boo, they're going to have you out there doing, you ever did cold weather training? You don't want that. Trust me. But guess what? When you are immersed in ice water and you got two bricks tied around your feet and they did what they did to me, they push your ass off of a freaking in a 12-foot pool with bricks tied around your feet and your hands tied behind your back, and you sink to the bottom, are you thinking about what happened to you in the past? Answer, no. So the only way to overcome the past is to immerse yourself in your cash. That's the life management system. See, people who pop in and pop out, they just, hey, doc, I catch a show here and there. And I know that they're not going away because they still playing church. They still hooked on the titty. The inability to get off the government titty, brother, the inability to get off the government titty, sister, and take control of your life. Because on the other side of overcoming is freaking freedom. So the first step is, in order for you to activate the will, is for you to actually feel. Because feelings is what makes life real. You got to have some type of an emotion. But you got the wrong emotion. The thing that is causing the emotional response is past memories for a lot of people. For me, all of my emotions now are not in the past. I'm excited. I'm giddy. I wake up every morning freaking skipping. Because I see myself sitting in the Bahamas sipping pina coladas. I'm flying around the country. I'm changing people's lives. I'm doing Dear Kinnear reports and life optimization charts. I'm getting a graphic designer. I'm networking with people who can take what I'm doing to the next level. And then I'm going to put it on autopilot. So I got millions of dollars coming in freaking every week. I've a developer. I put in the work, man. I've got over 5,000 one-hour shows. Each one of those I can turn into a book. I got enough content to start my own. If I wanted to start my own television show and I could run a new series, you think Game of Thrones? How long was Game of Thrones around? It was like for 8 seasons, like 8 or 10 years. I got enough content for at least 25 years. I could start a show and create my own content. And it would be a new series. And it would run for a very long time. Because what I do, I'm a content creator. All I do is create content. So that's where my brain is at. So the vision of the future destroyed the memory of my past. I talk about the past now with no emotion attached to it whatsoever, no feeling whatsoever. Nothing, zero, zip, dot. I talk about all the negative, dark stuff that I used to be, and I'd be crying and all of that stuff. I could never talk about Sister X, you know, 5, 6 years ago without getting emotional. I could never talk about the things that my father, my biological father, did to me. I could never talk about when my mama died when I was 13 and they shipped my dark behind out to Richmond. I was walking around in circles. First day I get there, freaking 10 dudes trying to jump me with baseball bats. I could never talk about the fact that I shot a dude and the freaking dude tried to shoot me. I could never talk about the sexual molestation, getting fondled as a kid and all this stuff, taking the freaking baths in a metal tub in the middle of the room. We didn't freaking have no running water, man. This is the 80s. We ain't talking about no damn 40s. I mean, I'm older, but I ain't that old. And my aunts and uncles looking at me naked like I was on freaking sale or something. And I remember feeling, I can still, and now the emotion is not there. Because where I'm going is more powerful than where I came from. So I'm free now, brother. I'm free now, sister. Freedom is the end result. There's a bunch of Negroes walking around here selling a bunch of bullshit that them Negroes ain't free. They still bound up. They still wrapped up. Religion doesn't give you freedom. It gives you freaking bondage. The only way for you to get free is for you to deal with your past and to transmute that into something, learn from it. What was I supposed to learn? You know what everything in my past taught me? Now I can fast like all these extreme diets. I can eat sugar for years and I can stop anytime I want because of willpower. But where did it come from? It came from the W-H-E-E-L. It didn't come from the W-I-L-L. Now, I thought it did. Until I got the true power of my will. So my willpower, W-I-L-L, comes from my willpower, W-H-E-E-L. So the moment that I got that chart 20 plus years ago, and I like showed it to somebody, man, that's, I mean, knocking magic, ain't it? That's the devil worship, man. You better put that down, dude. You're going to be summoning up demons and stuff. So I'm like, oh, damn, that's right. Ooh, ooh. So I put it in the garage. Thankfully, I didn't throw it away. And then more calamity. More houses got repoed, more cars, more jobs, divorce, homelessness 8 times. Oh, man. Man, I've been through so much crap. It should be illegal. All because I didn't accept the truth when it was given. Now, everything I'm telling you, I knew in my freaking 20s. But I didn't implement it just like you. You've been listening to the show, not, you know, maybe not you, but, you know, people you know. And you don't implement it. You don't even tune in. There's people who paid me for the series. I mean, like I told you, this one cat I had, and this blew my mind. He actually brought Life Management System, paid $1,000, then said he wanted his money back, like 3 months later. He said, man, system don't work. Okay, well, what part of the system didn't work, bro? Well, I didn't have time, man. I was too busy. I didn't have time to listen to it. So let me get this right. So you didn't listen to now freaking one lecture, or you didn't 50 books, and you mean tell me you didn't read one book, and you telling me it don't work and you want your money back? If you don't get your ass out of here, I almost lost my marbles. So I know the system works because it ain't my system. It's freaking written in stone in every culture on the planet. I wish I could take care. I would be a freaking guru. man, I would freaking trademark this and put, you know, put my name on it and lights and stuff. I'd be traveling the globe. This is called the life giving and the life slaying. It's called the cosmic full. It's called the exaltation guidance system. I'm researching it now because it's in every culture. So I'm going through different cultures and coming up with these different names as I've been talking about. It's called the pre-Adamic will, the medicine will, the gnosis will. It's just all of these, the spinning wheel, all of these different wheels, because again, it activates the soul, the cells. In one culture, it is called the quantum organic portal. Quantum, like the quantum physics, before quantum physics was ever freaking thought about. This wheel has existed. This is like, man, this goes all the way back to separating what they call depopulation of the blue bloods. And the intermingling of the fall of the Adamic man. The circle was there when Adam and Eve was there. That's how old this is, man. This stuff goes way, 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 way back. That is why this is no longer a game for me. I won't be doing nothing else except this and, you know, sipping pina coladas in the Bahamas. Because what this does is freedom. Now, I've been mentally free for a long time. Then I became financially free. Well, health probably came before the finances. And then the wisdom, and then relationship. Freedom. You will not experience freedom in no area of your life until you understand your will, until you understand your circle. Because that frees you from the Dracos or the Draconians. So the Draco is a constellation in the northern sky. In Latin, it's called the dragon. Now, remember when I was 22, 3, somewhere in there, I was over an organization. And I'll tell you guys, then when I got hired, they sent me to Dallas. I went to school, became a code enforcement officer. Well, I was actually probably in my 30s. I think I was early 30s. And I came up with an acronym because they said, hey, we need a good acronym. And we need a logo and we need a sigil. We need a actual diagram. And I did, and I thought, and I, Emerald Green, and I came up with Draco, Deed Restrictions, Architectural Control Officer. That was my title. And then I started doing research and I found out exactly what I wrote and did was done. Millions of years ago. What the? How is that possible? And I wrote this book by the second century astronomer by the name of Ptolemy. P-T-O-L. How do you spell his name? L-E-M-Y. I think that's how you spell his name. In his book, he talks about the race of the Alpha Draconis, or the Alpha Draconians. Then I saw the movie Jupiter Ascending, and they had these dudes in there that was fighting. Oh boy, what was they? What, remember, y'all remember what they was called? Dracos. Lizard people. And then I started reading about the Council of El, the Council of the Eleven. So there are 11 Dracos that run the system, or the cistern. This will is being manipulated by them to prevent you from accessing the throne room. So they demonized it. That's why you're stuck in Groundhog's Day. Because the thing that you need to research and study, you're afraid of. Or you don't see no value in. There are people who've been with me for years and they're still in Groundhog's Day. Because they don't see no value in me. They don't see no value, not me personally, but, you know, in what I do. There's more value in what, you know, T.D. Jakes or, you know, Creflo Dollar or, you know, John Avanzini or maybe some other self-help guru out there. Now, brothers and sisters, this information brings about inspiration. This inspiration establishes your, makes you influential. And that magnetizes you, that maximizes you, and that monetizes you. We talked about that before. That's the same thing. Feel it, overcome it, free it. That's the three steps you got to go through to get out of Groundhog's Day. In order to get out of Groundhog's Day, you got to feel it. What is it? Something is coming up that you are addicted to that feeling. You're not addicted to the event, but you're addicted because why? How are addictions formed? Trauma induced. Addictions are formed through trauma or drama. The more trauma, the more drama, the more addictions. So we got a lot of Negroes that are addicted to cuckoo. They're addicted to love and hip hop. Not the show, but what goes on in the show. Fighting, calling each other bitches and hoes, throwing water on each other. Negroes like that because we're addicted to that. Why? We saw it or we felt it somewhere in our life. And we are addicted to the feeling, not the show. So they give you reality shows to release the chemicals in the body to keep you stuck in that frequency, which is a low vibrational frequency. So there is nobody, the frequency is of freedom is not the same as the frequency of free of fear. So when you feel that feeling, you produce that frequency and you draw that event. That's called Groundhog's Day. So Groundhog's Day is you keep doing the addictive behavior, but without knowing why. So this is why. Whatever you are unconsciously thinking about is producing a subconscious or accessing a subconscious memory to be carried out in a conscious life. Let me tell you the three stages once more time. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Somebody should write this down. Nobody talks about the unconscious brain. The unconscious brain is God. The unconscious brain, you do everything. The unconscious brain is like the master. The subconscious brain is like a storage device. The subconscious brain is a recorder. That's it. It just records shiznits. The conscious brain carries out shiznits. So the true demon, the issue, the problem is your unconscious brain. That's the problem. It's unconscious. You don't even know it's there. Your heart is beating right now, and you don't even know how because it's unconscious. It is the automatic sensory meridian response system. That is the reticular. It's the reptile. It's the reptilians. They run into the show. That's why it's called the reticular activating system. The reticular is really reptilian. Why do they call that part of the brain the reptile brain? I will pause for a moment while you ponder the statement. The statement again, go to Google or your favorite search engine, type in the triune brain, the three parts of the brain. Why is the part of the brain that sits on top of your spiritual antenna, your spinal cord, that receives the signal from the Pitar? You cannot receive the signal from the Pitar, that source. Why? There's a dragon, a reptile sitting there. And he's intercepting the signal. That's why you are in a cycle. That's why your life is cyclical. That's why you cannot be omni. Source is not cyclical. Source is omni. Omni means always. Cyclical means maybe today, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Source is omnipresent, homie. He don't come today and he gone tomorrow. He's always chill. He's always powerful. He's always present. He's always knowing. He's always simple and he's always benevolent. So the God you got, he's only benevolent when you tithe or when you do this or when you jump through this hoop. I don't got that God, boo-boo. My God is always good. He's omni. He's not cyclical because I removed the reptile that was sitting in my freaking skull. The devil is not out there, boo-boo. The devil is in here. He's inside your brain. He's operating as your brain. So you have to overcome your brain. And the way that you overcome your brain is by under and over the instant that you are not your brain. Your brain is all the memories that you've accumulated that's stored in your subconscious brain. That's why every psychotherapist tell you to, tap into the subconscious brain. And then that will control the conscious brain. And everything will be hunky-dory. No, boo-boo, you ain't never dealt with the shizness that's buried underground. If you look at an iceberg, according to science, one-third of the iceberg is above the water. Two-thirds of the iceberg is below the water. You never freaking see it. That's why the Titanic sunk, because they saw the size of the iceberg above the water, but they failed to realize that what they saw above the water there was something twice that size below the water. And it created a hole underneath the water. Nobody could see it. Everybody above the ship, and all of a sudden the ship starts sinking. Everybody like, what the hell's going on? Because nothing was going on above what they can see. So the devil is sinking you with shizness that you can't see, you can't feel, you can't touch, you can't taste. This world we live in, you can only see 1%. Go to Google and type in electromagnetic spectrum. What is visible light? Visible light is 1% of what they call the electromagnetic spectrum. You are an electromagnetic being. That means that you can't see the other 99 beings out there, but they can see you, boo-boo, and they smoking you because they know that you can't see them until you activate your 12 senses. You got 12 senses that line up with those 12 numbers on your freaking chart. And I've already gave it to you, what, 2 or 3 years ago with the series that I did way back with becoming a Holy Grail grid engineer. And I introduced the 12 spiritual senses that ain't got shiznits to do with your 5 senses. Your 5 senses was given to you by Lucien Farr that keep you down chill, stuck like Chuck. If you're losing your 5 senses, you tongue kissing the devil in the mouth. That's not a good look. Boo-boo, you can't be using your 5 senses. You got to use your 12 spiritual senses, 12 of them. So if you don't know your 12 spiritual senses, that activates the 12 numbers on your chart, that connects you with the 12 constellations in the sky, that connect you with the 12 cranial nerves in the circle of Willis in the top of your freaking skull, that connects you, that activates the 12 lines, 12 primary meridian lines in your body, that connects you to the 12 tectonic plates in the earth, that reconnects you to the 12 constellations in the sky. Notice it's constellations because it's a constant installation. The Father, source code, the big one, he's constantly sending you a frequency, a wave of vibration, but there's a reptile in your skull that's intercepting the signal. So you stuck in Groundhog's Day being a good reptilian because you're a good repeater. So we learn through repetition that makes us a good reptilian. That's not how source learns. Source, you hear it once, bam, it's done. You ain't got to repeat it a bunch of times. When you have a truly traumatic event, now what happens? Do you think that individuals that suffer from arrested development disorder and as somebody who diagnosed and suffered from it, you think it was a bunch of events? No, boo-boo. It was one major event. For me, it wasn't the fact that my mama died. It was the way she was freaking murdered. It wasn't no accident. Now, everybody else believed that bullshitness, but I know different. So that left a hole that created an energy imprint in my freaking soul permanently. And the devil knew it. But guess what? Source had a bigger imprint that created a positive imprint that overrode the negative imprint. What was that? 6339. 6339. That compassion that I have for myself and for everybody else on this planet. Let me leave you with the imprints that destroys the past. Somebody should write these down. We'll discuss them in vivid detail tonight in the private group. Each one of these matches up as well with a specific color. These are negative memory destroyers. That's why they're called life path. Now, number one, we know as the leader. But I got to break down what that means tonight for the private group. For everybody else, you guys can thumb around and, you know, if you find it when you find it, ask source. Number two is the inward creator. This is way deeper, man. Now, remember, we just been talking about peace. Number two has always been associated with peace. We're going deeper, brother. Deeper, sister. Number three is the informed communicator. Number three has always been associated with the creator, right? With creative power. We're going deeper. We're going to, now remember, we're destroying Groundhog's Day with one freaking word, maybe two. Number four. Now remember, what is your life path number? Four, the realist. We always talk about, you know, dependable, steady, foundational number. Four, real. Five, unending talent. It's unending. We always supposed to associate five with freedom. Now, it means this other stuff too, but now we're talking about dealing with the negative habit pattern that keeps you stuck. The memory of the past is overriding the vision of the future because this is the future. The future that you've done, source code, if you're one, you're a leader. If you're two, you're an inward creator. If you're three, you're an informed communicator. If you're four, you are a realist. If you're five, you have unending talent. If you're six, you are a responsible server. I've always been saying caring and compassion. What have I been doing all my life? And then I'm born in September. So I'm a server of total awareness that destroys that imprint, because I don't give a damn what I was done in the past or what happened to me in the past. When I realize that source has downloaded the responsibility of serving humanity, total awareness, that destroys everything else I want to do. That activates my DNA. That makes me motivated. It makes me talk fast. It makes me talk loud. It makes the hair on the back of my neck stands up because my DNA is activated. Because that comes directly from source. It doesn't come from no freaking man. So I'm a responsible server of total awareness. What month was you born in, brother? Or we're going to break it down tonight. Number seven, if your life path number seven, you are the source of all knowledge. You are an expert. So you should never, all sevens doubt themselves. You should never. If you look the devil in the eye, and if source told you to freaking do it, do it. He ain't got no power over you. Because seven is the source. Notice it's not knowledge. It is the source of knowledge. Everybody should have a seven in their life, because sevens, again, are directly connected to source. Source of knowledge is an expert. It's not somebody who has an opinion. It's somebody who has not. Now, they don't even know it. That's the only way they stay in Groundhog's Day, because they don't know. So they second guess themselves. And if you're an eight, you are, and I've been saying this one for a while, you are a material manifester. Notice it's not spiritual, it's material. That's why all eights usually have money, or they got big problems with money because they're operating in the dark side of the gift. So remember, this is how you overcome the feeling you have. You have a feeling of not being worthy because you're addicted to the thoughts that make you feel like you're not worthy. I had a feeling of hate because I was addicted to the thoughts that produced the feeling of hate. Not no more, though. I love everybody because I'm addicted to serving up total awareness. I'm addicted, man. I ain't good for nothing else, man. I'm like a girl when that song, what's her name, Nicki Minaj, when she met 50, she said all he wanted to do was talk power for hours. He wasn't even interested in the Nunu. He like 50 just wanted to talk power for hours. So if I met Nicki Minaj, you know what I would be wanting to do? I want to be talking total awareness for hours. Because this destroys the past. So the addictions and the emotions of the past are destroyed when you contact the present. Number nine, we did eight, material manifestor. Number nine, the humanitarian. So the life path number nine, that's total humanitarianism. So you're here to assist everybody else who's walking around talking about they're human. And then we get into the master numbers. We're going to break those down later on tonight. So, brothers and sisters, the three-step process is feel it, overcome it, free it. Now, I already know what you're thinking, because I used to think the same thing. Because I didn't understand feel it. I thought feel it and remember it was the same thing. So, big mistake. That's what I'm doing today's show. Now, this I get a little emotional about. The pain I felt when they shipped my little ass off to Richmond after my mom died. And I walked up to my father's house, and the door was locked. And I was expecting a key. And the words, when I asked him that, I'm going to get a key so I can come in and out of school because, you know, y'all may not be here when I come home. He's like, nigga, we wanted you to have a key. We would freaking give you a key. This is not your home. You here because your black ass ain't got nowhere else to go. So at 13, actually 11, was it 12? 12, that's right, because I remember it was Easter Sunday. Now I just turned 12. That's when I knew. Take care of my damn self. And that's when I cut off my feelings. But I didn't know if you cut off feelings in one area, you cut off feelings in all areas. Every female I have ever dated have all told me the same thing. My children have all told me the same thing. I don't feel. I prided myself because I never let nobody in. I don't trust nobody. I didn't trust myself. Damn, so I don't trust you. Nobody could ever hurt me because nobody got close enough to hurt me. Because at 12, I cut off my feelings. I didn't feel shit. That's why I couldn't overcome nothing. And I couldn't free nothing because I couldn't feel nothing. So I don't give a damn what Reverend Dr. Bishop you got, what therapist you talking to. I'm telling you, as God is my witness, you got to open up and feel. And when those negative feelings come, you got to do what I did. Because I did what Jesus did. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he did the same thing. He said, oh, what? I'm going to die on the cross for these fools? That they can't even pray for an hour. So he looked up in heaven and he says, oh, hell no. And he was like, hey, take this cup, dude. Take it. I'm out. Take this cup from me. He was like, hey, this thing you want me to do? Boo-boo. I ain't the one. That was me when I was 12. And 50 years later, what Jesus did, I had to do the same thing. Nevertheless, not my will, but it's not W-I-L-L. It's W-H-E-E-L. This will, my brothers. This will, my sisters. I know y'all think it's just a bunch of numbers and they just colored it. Oh, look at Brother Will. Oh, he got a nice little color chart. Oh. Nah, boo-boo. I wish I could say I was the inventor of this life optimization chart. I wish I could take color for the color coding and the placement of the numbers. I wish I could say how I know what I know. If you put a gun to my head right now and ask me, Brother Will, how did you know to do the Dear Kinney reports? How did you write down the life optimization chart? How did you come up with the book that you wrote on the Emerald Bible that was exactly like the Emerald Tablets? How did you come up with the name? When you started your inspirational ground, how did you come up with the colors? Why did you go with Emerald Green? If you were to ask me, if you put a gun to my head right now, I can't tell you. I just know. Same way you know. Just some things you just know. You can't prove it. You don't even know how you know. You just know. That's how you grow. You grow by following what you know. Not what I know. Following what you know. Just like what Jesus did when he was facing his cross. He said, Father, he felt it. He's like, man, this is a lot. I don't know if I can do this, man. He had some feelings, but then he said, oh, I got to overcome these feelings, man. And what did he do? He knelt down. I recommend you sit down. How do you train a dog? You tell him to sit. You know, a dog, you ever watch the Dog Whisperer? When the dog starts, his mind starts racing, and he went around and he said, shh. He would touch the dog, and it snapped the dog out of the the mind craze. That's the same thing. So when you get overwhelmed, when you get angry, sit. When you get upset, when you get pissed off and you're ready to punch somebody in the mouth, sit. When life is getting you out, when the devil throws you a curveball and you get punched in the gut and something comes up, you freaking, you know, lose your job, you lose your car, a death in the family, something happens in your life, sit. The way that you overcome adversity, the way that you overcome all of the bad and the negative in your life, sit. Be still and know that I am God. Get in the presence of God. It is the stillness. Stillness is realness. The only way to freedom, my brother, the only way to freedom, my sister, is when you slow down you. When those thoughts in your head, you sit down and you say to yourself the same thing that I did. The devil is a lie. So when that thought comes into your head, say, yo, you're a loser. You're going to be a worthless alcoholic just like your daddy. You bring that thought and say, I don't think so. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You call those things that are not as though they were. Freedom comes when you sit and you take authority over those thoughts. Because the enemy keeps sending you those same thoughts because he want to create those same feelings, because that emotional reconfirmation of the addiction of the past, that's what's costing you. Yo. So my brothers and my sisters, if you want it, go get it. True freedom is letting go of the past. True freedom is overcoming the past. True freedom is immersing yourself in the present. True freedom is understanding your will. So when you are at crossroads of your life, and when you say to Source, take this cup from me, sit down, kneel down, take a time out, get in a still, quiet place and know, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. The will that I gave you is the will from your God, from Source, Prime Creator, the big one. I don't know what else you got in your life. I don't know what else you're doing, but this will is found in every culture that has ever existed in the history, the hidden ontological history of mankind that I talk about in my book on chapter 13. In chapter 13, this will is in every culture known on earth. Not a cross, not a baseball bat, not a cube, a circle inside of a circle inside of a circle with a cross and with 12 numbers around it. That, brothers and sisters, is a portal. It is a gateway to other dimensions, as the Nazis knew. They developed UFOs. That's why flying saucers, emphasis on the word saucer, round, spinning wheel. Hitler knew what you don't. He reverse engineered spirituality. John Dee, research John Dee, Queen Elizabeth's personal advisor, he knew the power of the spinning circle. That's why, look at, there is in the museum in England, there's a YouTube video that shows John Dee stuff. Look at this circle that's on a bar, looks like a bar of soap. What are you going to see? Spinning wheel. Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you understand. Watch the movie Doctor Strange again. What was Doctor Strange? What did he do? He did a spinning wheel. And what did he do when he drew that circle? Watch the movie Doctor Strange. When Doctor Strange drew that circle, he stepped into another dimension. What you got is the most dangerous thing on earth. You don't know it yet, but I will be breaking it down in my private class for the next 65 days. If you're not a member, you need to email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com to join the 65 days to product development. Product means portal. Portal development. What you got is the most dangerous thing on earth. It's how you change dimensions. Not based upon what I said, based upon every culture in the freaking planet that has ever existed. They all had the same thing. So I hope you understand what Source is trying to tell you. He's giving it to you in plain English. Don't do what I do and put it in the garage for 20 years. Please. I've already made that mistake. I don't want you to do the same. Brothers and sisters, please join me tonight. Again, for the members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, Business Builders Product Development, we'll be seeing you guys tonight. We probably pack off the class at maybe a little early tonight, 5:30. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless. Remember, feel it, overcome it, and free it. Freedom comes when you overcome. Overcome when you transmute those feelings. And you take the vision of the future and allow it to override the memories of your past. That is when your will be greater than your past. And that is how you overcome the old program, the negative habit pattern, with a new life-sustaining circle or cooker or wheel. This your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless. Here's a name written on the star that no man can pronounce. May the sum total of the numbers on your chart establish the Ruach and the Pneuma and the Spirit, because it will lead you and guide you in all truth, and it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless.
I never wanna let you go.
Don't you forget, Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget.